It's blazing hot outside. You get in your car to turn on the AC to get cold air pumping, but it blows hot air out. This issue is commonly caused by low refrigerant due to leaks in the AC system. You want an easy, all-in-one solution that will restore the cold air in no time. AC Pro Recharge Kits make restoring cold air easy for even those with zero DIY experience in less than 10 minutes. Save time and money versus going to a shop by picking up an AC Pro Recharge Kit today. Be a pro with AC Pro.
Panel number two. Yeah. Couple of familiar faces, and we are doing a podcast, so I'm going to totally redo the introduction that I did before, so bear with me. To celebrate 60 years of Giants baseball in San Francisco, the Giants are paying tribute to special memories, moments, and players in their history, and paying tribute to the 1989 World Series Giants team. Yeah. You know what? Will, why don't you sit? And yeah. You sit. I'll come over here. Yeah. All right. Well, we'll be real close, like family. Yeah. So this is the position player panel. Let's start with that guy in the green and gold, Matt Williams. It is, I told him earlier, it's so weird. It's so weird. Next to him, Brett Butler. The Candy Man, Candy Maldonado's here. Kevin Mitchell. Thrill. Will Clark. All right, so we're going to have to do some microphone sharing here because we have a fabulous panel. And gentlemen, let's just start with, they're taking pictures. They're not even paying attention to me. 1989. Kevin, you're listening to me. 1989. I'd love for you to, when people bring up that year to you, what's the first thing that you think about? What comes to mind? There's so many memories, but what's the first for you? 1989.
I think the memory that I have, that I had a lot of fun with a bunch of great guys, you know, and especially a bunch of great fans. You know, if it wasn't for you guys, it wouldn't have never happened. So.
Will?
Oh, well, you guys saw it, you know, with the pitchers, and then now you see it with the position players, is, you know, how close his family was. I mean, you know, you're talking about 30 years ago, and everybody still, it was like it was yesterday. And, you know, not only, like Kevin said, was it fun, but it's a big family, and the fans made it even more special.
Matt Williams, you were a baby. Oh, wait,
can
go ahead. Yeah. Yeah.
And another thing, that we're still here. A lot of us are still broken down, but we're still here.
You are still here. Everybody can relate to that. Maddie, you were a pup.
Yeah, I think Mitch could probably still hit a homer. But, I was fortunate enough to be able to be taught by all of these guys. I was the young one just trying to make my way, and they taught me how to do it. So that's the vivid memory that sticks in my head.
Brett?
Well, for us, I know you guys have won World Series, but that was the first time in a long time that we got to the World Series, and for me, it was the only time ever. And what made it so special is the drive and the determination that each and every one of us had to get the job done. You know, again, the earthquake and all that, I think, kind of put a little damper on it, but the way that the guys went about their business every single day, and then the support that all of you had for us at that time made them, like, you know, the 10th player on the team, and it was a lot of fun.
Yeah. Candy?
Well, good afternoon, everyone. You know, this is something that for me started in 1987 when we finally got back to the playoffs, and that's when you start building a family atmosphere. And then came along Brett, Maddie, Don Robinson, Caveman, there you saw him earlier. And we created an atmosphere of we were all brothers. Well, one thing in my mind was to make it to the World Series and win. Unfortunately, we all know what happened, but I had the pleasure to be here 4 years, and was one of the best 4 years of my whole career. The times that we spent together, the atmosphere in the clubhouse, we became fighters, Warriors in the field. And that was something that you can't take away. And the support of you fans, all of you. As Kevin said, we're older now. We got a lot of pain. You were younger, too. But it's been a great, great organization. And to be part of something that is paying off now, too, because I think we threw that seed to what you see in the field today, the last three championships for this organization.
Absolutely.
And the people that were here before, the Willie Mays, the Orlando Cepeda, the Marichals and all that, and Barry Bonds and his father, and it's always been a pleasure and an honor to use that uniform and say, hey, I was a Giant, and I seal my heart is a Giant.
Well said, and I feel comfortable speaking for the 2010, 2012, 2014 teams because I was fortunate enough to cover them, that they wanted to do you guys proud. You did plant the seed, for sure. Set the tone. All right, I'm going to throw a couple of memories out to you guys. I'm going to give the gentleman that the memory's about a chance to respond first, and then everyone else can set the story straight. I have a very good source. You might be able to figure out who it is. Kevin, we're going to start with you.
Here we go.
Is it true that the air conditioning broke down in a bus in Arizona?
Oh, my God.
Wait for it.
Who brought that up?
Wait for it.
Was it
and that you were wearing a leather suit and had to cut it off with scissors? And maybe there was a kangaroo court fine involved. You know, feel free to, I mean, whatever the story is, you can share it.
I'm correct that, but you know what? We had a little thing going. It was a little trick. I was supposed to be a Chippendale that day. No, it happened. It's a true story. I mean, you know.
And it was the time that
I was
Jerry
killing
Curl,
all those animals.
Remember all that grease going down? That,
I think Candy is mad pleather. Because he never had a Jerry Curl.
But I did not have a pleather.
No.
Pleather suit.
Never had pleather. You know how leather sticks.
Well, you bought
that. If I had pleather, it would have came off easier.
Yeah, but it was peeling. You bought that one in the French store, JCPenney?
Yeah. I did. It's all true, though.
Remember it?
Yeah.
Everybody remembered.
It wasn't a five-minute project
but
either.
I want to tell you this. Who gave me the scissors? Candy. He had a sewing kit on him.
I heard that you got fined for killing 14 different species for wearing that suit in kangaroo court.
Oh, this is a roast here, ain't it?
No, I'm almost done. I got a couple. I don't think they're any are as funny as that story that I heard. I know you do.
Yeah.
There were none in the San Diego Zoo after that.
Wait. Did anybody watch Black Panther?
Absolutely.
I was Black Panther before he was.
Yeah, you were. All right. For our two gentlemen on the end, Matt and Brett. You guys had cool nicknames, and I was hoping you could tell the story of how you got named Bugsy and how you got named Matt the Big Marine.
Well, when I was young and being insecure, I kind of wanted to stand out a little bit, so I started wearing double-breasted suits and a fedora hat. And so one day I got on the bus, and Mike Kruko looked at me and goes, "Check it out, Bugsy Malone!" And that was it. That's where Bugsy came from. That was it.
Matt, I think the same guy nicknamed you.
Yeah, why is the source always Kruko?
Right.
Right?
Yeah.
I have no idea why he named me this. I don't know if it was personality or what, but one day he just started calling me the Big Marine. Probably because I didn't have any hair, one.
I can correct that.
You can't?
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
I think the reason why everybody called him the Big Marine, because he acted like a Marine. He had that attitude. If he strike out, and me and Candy was just talking about that.
Oh, that's awesome.
Okay. All right, I get it.
I would sit on the bench and I tell everybody, don't look at him. Don't look at him. It's gonna piss him off. Don't look at him. We were scared of Matt.
You were scared of Matt?
All red.
Yeah.
Matt got red?
Oh, did he?
Matt, this is great information.
I had a hard time controlling it when I was younger.
Fair, that's fair.
A little bit, yeah.
That's fair. Kruko mentioned, too, that part of that nickname came from, you have all brothers?
I'm the youngest of five.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I got my fanny handed to me for my whole life. And
you said you had, like, dents in your head from all the hits you took from your brothers.
Yeah, that's kind of probably the way I am today.
Yeah.
That's right.
I just want to mention one more person to you guys and have you go down the line. And he's beloved by the Giants fan base, and that was your manager, Roger Craig.
Yeah.
And I was hoping that, yeah. Next year is going to be 30 years, which is crazy. And hopefully, Baby can come out here for a reunion. But will you just share what Roger Craig meant to you?
For all of us, I think, one father figure. He and his whole staff taught me, and as well as everybody else, how to be professional and how to do it. An emphasis on defense first. Being a pitcher, he understood that. And so we played good defense, which kept us in games, which allowed guys like, you know, Candy and Bugsy and Mitch and Will to hit a homer and put us ahead.
No.
Yeah, you did. I saw you. The Hum Baby scenario was started by him, and I think it lives today in the fact that Giants teams play good defense, they're solid, they're fundamentally sound, and they don't beat themselves.
That's nice. Brett?
I'm still trying to figure out what Hum Baby means after all this time. The one thing about Roger is he seemed to be, for the most part, cool, calm, and collected all the time. But he also individually would bring us into his office and say, this is what your role is. And if you understood what your role was and you go out there and do it to the best of your ability, we collectively will be successful. And that's one thing that stuck out for me about Roger.
I like that.
Well, to me, he was the captain of that ship. Starting in 86, building that Hum Baby. And like Matty said, teaching the fundamentals and how to play the game correctly, and knowing that he came from a school of the Detroit Tigers and the Dodgers, and implementing the belief that we can do it, and we're going to do it. In 86, put it together. In 87, we were already in the playoffs, and that's when it all started. With him, and as a gentleman, treat you like a gentleman. He was a father figure, and respect the players. And his door was always open. And when he needed to relay a message, he did it in a way that you can understand. And like Bugsy said, he will let you know what was your role. Maybe you didn't like it at the time. Maybe you didn't like when he said it to you. But he meant so much for us, and he's part of all this.
Well, I got a whole different scenario about him. I mean, these guys have big chapters on him, but he still owed me a white horse.
He owes you a white horse?
Oh, yes. But I tell you, he was a good manager to me. He's probably been the best manager in my whole career that I played for. And there was another guy that was a part of our lives too, you know, and that helped me out. I think Roger Nim would send this guy to come talk to me because I felt that they didn't want to say nothing in my face that might piss me off. They would send Dusty Baker, so he was a big part of my life too. So, but I mean, I wouldn't give all the credit to Roger, even though he was a great manager, but I got to give my credit to Dusty.
And then for me, you know,
I echo what everybody just said. You know, he's a father figure. He really righted the ship. We needed leadership at that time after having, you know, lost 100 games in 85. And he kept everybody on the straight and narrow. And then one thing that he did was he was very fly by the seat of the pants. And Bugsy knows that well because, I mean, he'd do some weird stuff out there. You had to be paying attention. But not only that, he, you know, he had a great staff. You know, Bob Lillis, as Matt was talking about, was, you know, our infield instructor, and he stayed with us at. But Dusty did, you know, hitting instructing for 5 years before he became our manager. And so we got to be, you know, as close to the coaching staff as we were as players, and we got some of the best instruction ever.
Well, listen, you guys are all amazing, but Matt Williams has a game to go lose, so...
As much as we love you.
Please give them a round of applause. Matt Williams, Brett Butler, Candy Maldonado, Kevin Mitchell, Will Clark, 1989 World Series Giants. He was totally uncalled for. I'm so sorry, Matt. I'm so sorry. Gentlemen, thank you so much. Enjoy the game today, everybody. Go Giants.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.